So yeah, the first show that I went to this week was the Miniature Tigers and Fun Show. And I have to say, like, no offense to any other bands that I've seen in the past little while, but the performance put on by Fun was far and away such an amazing experience, honestly. I've seen a lot of good bands play, but I've never seen a band with as much energy and enthusiasm and, they just seemed really into it and very genuine and whatnot. It was awesome. Like, the entire show, they encourage and the crowd is singing back to them. And it was just a great show. A lot of energy. I got really, really sweaty. I encourage anybody who hasn't seen them to go catch a Fun Show. The Miniature Tigers were great too. Probably the best part. No, this isn't the best part, but it was pretty amazing. During one song,
I know what you're
yeah,
say,
you know
yeah.
what I'm going to say because I tweeted about it as soon as it happened. Was the lead singer was like getting his groove on? He's really into the song and whatnot. And I can't remember what song it was, but anyways, he was walking backwards and tripped over the bass amp and like fell like went ass over tea kettle, was like on his butt, legs in the air. And he didn't skip a beat. You could see that he started laughing a bit while he was singing, but like just kept going. And then like, oh, it was really funny. And like the other guys on stage were giving him a hard time. But then the keyboardist came out from behind the keyboards and he was singing. And like at one point he stepped on his mic cord and pulled the cord out of his mic in the same song. And yeah, and they just had a good laugh at themselves, and they were really good too.
At least they were taking it lightly.
Exactly.
Whereas some bands wouldn't.
Oh, no, totally. And that was the cool thing about these guys. And then another thing that they did too is that after, and I've never seen this, like, I've seen this happen at, like, festivals and whatnot, but not so much at, like, concerts at bigger venues. It was at the Cool House in Toronto. After their set, Miniature Tigers went out and hung out by their merch tent for the rest of the night.
Cool.
And so anybody could go in and hang out with them, get pictures, get autographs.
Where was it at again?
It was at the Cool House.
And they had a tent indoors?
Did I say a tent?
You said at the merch tent.
Whatever, merch table. I thought I said table.
Okay, maybe.
Oh. No, I think I said at festivals at merch. It's happening.
Oh.
I don't know. You're going to go back in the podcast and correct me anyway, so what do I care?
No, I don't know. I just was confused.
But yeah, they put on a great show as well. So yeah, they're on tour right now. They're I can't remember where they are right now. They're back in the States now, but oh no, I think they might be in Montreal today.
You know what? And if anyone is PVR's the Letterman show or saw it, they did an amazing Fun. I'm talking about not Miniature Tigers. They did an amazing set on David Letterman as well. So I believe your story about how good they were.
Yeah, for sure. And they. What else are they going to... They're going to be playing Orochiega in August in Montreal.
And you said they were coming back this way at some point.
I think they might, because in September, they're going to be making their way back across Canada. They're playing at a couple festivals in Saskatchewan and Alberta in September. So hopefully they make it all the way back east and come through this area again, because that would be great. I think they're playing at Lollapalooza as well. Now they're playing a couple festivals in England as well, or in the UK, and in one of the big ones in Australia as well, maybe Tea in the Park. Wait, is that the one? No, Tea in the Park is in the UK. Anyways, I'm going to play a couple songs, one song of each band, because we're running out of time. We've got a bunch of other great bands to get into that we saw this week. So I'm going to play the single from... the Miniature Tigers album called Sex on the Regular, their new album that was just released this year called Mia Farrow. And then I'm going to play One Foot by Fun. Mainly because I'm not going to play one of the singles because I just found out last night at our annual general meeting that we are only allowed to play a certain number of hits as a station. And when Dan was talking about this at the meeting, and he said that some shows use up more hits than other shows, He was looking at me square in the eyes.
Wow.
And he said, that's okay, because the other shows make up for it. But he was looking at me square in the eyes.
Man.
He was laughing a little bit. So he wasn't angry, but I felt the heat a little bit, which is cool. Because, you know, we've played the singles from some nights before. So, you know, we're going to play something that's not a single. Although when you featured them, when the album first came out,
we played All Right.
Exactly.
Which isn't a single either.
Yeah. So here we go. I'm going to play Sex on the Regular and then One Foot by Fun here on 100.3 Sound FM, Mono A Mono.
I've got a fever of 110. I'm coming over and over and over again. There's no need for you to pretend. So come over. Shadow in my heart is just a slow development.
eyes who learned to shut my mouth. I am over 25 and I can't make a name for myself. Some nights I break down and cry. Lucky that my father's still alive. He's been fighting all his life. And if this is all I've ever known, then may so live on forever in my song. La-di-da.
Some 1 foot by Fun
and some miniature tigers.
Yes, with sex on the regular.